Well, that's a good nanny, George. Never again. That's a brand new release. Hey, George.
Hey.
I'd like to ask you a little question.
Don't ask it so loud.
Well,
you're hollering.
I'm sorry, George.
What do you want?
I thought I seen a hole plumb through there. That's the reason I hollered loud.
Put this in your pocket.
Put that in my pocket?
Don't talk so much.
George, I'd like to ask you a little question here, and I believe you just a feller to answer it.
Well, I'll try. What is it?
Could you tell me the difference between a rooster, Uncle Sam, and an old maid?
Difference between a rooster, Uncle Sam, and an old maid?
Yeah.
I don't know, Wilbur. What is it?
You mean you don't know that?
I sure don't. I'd like to know.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now. A rooster says cocky-doodle-doo.
Yeah.
Uncle Sam says Yankee-doodle-doo.
And an old maid?
And an old maid says just any old doodle-doo.
There might be some old maids. I'll tell you better one.
You know, I'd like to tell you something about this fella right here. He's been working with the Stanley Brothers about 15 or 16 years. He always likes to go nice, dressed up, good clothes. It's one thing I'll give George credit for. He don't go around looking like a bum slouchy.
I appreciate it.
Got a nice suit on there today, nice black suit, about $75 for that, I believe he said.
Thank you.
Nice white striped shirt there. Pretty red Indiana tie.
That's North
Looks Carolina. Real nice. George does. He dresses, he wears nice clothes. But you know, I had to sleep with him the other night, and I found one bad fault about George. He wears the raggediest underwear I ever seen.
Well, I like you. That ain't nothing. He don't wear none at all. I dropped that.
Hey, George!
What?
You know this little town down here?
What's the name of it?
Is it Martinsville or New Martinsville or whatever it is? I don't know what it is.
I don't know.
Anyway, I like to got killed down there a while ago.
Oh, good. Ah. I mean, what happened?
I drove all night long from the jamboree up in Wheeling, got into town, and I starved to death. Boy, my backbone thought my throat was cut.
I know you stayed.
I was starved to death, and I got out of my car and started to cross the street down here. And about the time I started to cross the street, I looked and seen a man coming through this town here making about 75 miles an hour right through a speed zone here. Oh, he was wallowing a billy goat in a pepper patch.
You mean right down here?
Yes, sir, right down here, boy. That man was just running away. He's wild.
He must have been.
Right through a speed zone here, about 75 miles an hour.
That sounds bad.
I stand on that little corner down there, you know. I thought he'd go on by, you know.
Yeah?
He run on down there and slammed on his brakes and stopped right in front of me.
He did?
Roll that winder down, poke that head out the winder, look me right between the eyeballs.
Yeah.
And you know what he said to me?
I don't know what he said.
Said, why don't you get out of the road, you fat skunk?
Yeah, but that made you mad.
Oh, it did. That's one time I wished I had been a skunk. Oh. Yes, sir, that's one time I wished I'd have been a skunk.
What would you have done?
I'd have salmonized that gentleman good right there.